Okay, I'm back again. Surprise, surprise. Here's a cool little progression I found. No real jazzy chords here, but the modulation sounds kind of cool. You can find it on my TikTok or my YouTube channel in the short section. It's a really short video. I think it got 900 views though, which is pretty good. Here's the progression. I'll walk you through it without playing it fully yet. Here's, it starts in the key of F. Then it goes to C over E. And then it goes to G7. And you know where this is going to C. Now here's the interesting shift. It goes to A over C sharp, which is a cool sound. And then it goes to D over C, with a C in the bass. That would be the seventh in the bass of that chord. And then it goes to C7. And then we're back into the key of F. So that's a cool little modulation, a little interest. I'll play it more fluidly right now. Okay, here we go. Sort of, there's different ways to play it. Okay, so you know the F position. I like to play that one on the top 1, 2, 3, 4 strings. Instead of the bar chord version, I like this version, because then it goes nicely to the C over E. So those notes would be, I like that voicing for the C over the E. Starts with E in the bass, and then you got a G, and then you've got the C, and then you've got a high G. That's right. And then there's many ways to play the G7. You can play it this way, like everybody does, or you can play it the more jazzy way, the thumb over position way. Hell, you could even throw in the, sharp 5 to make it more jazzy. And I talked about that in my other videos. Anyway, whatever way you want to play the G7 is fine. And then from that C, you go up to the... So this one is the middle 4 strings, I like to look at it as. So that would be C sharp. That is the 3rd, of course. Then E, right? And then we've got the A, which is the root. And then we got a high C sharp. So that's the A over C sharp. Then for the D over C, there's many different ways to play it. You can play it like this, which is a thumb over. So you hit that C on the A string, and then you make a normal D position with the, you know, everybody knows this position. It's the A, the D, and the F sharp. Or you could have the third lower down, which is a little harder to play, but you got to think about how to do it in a nice way. So here, how can I do this? Ah! Yeah, there you go. So that's how you do it. So you got the C for the low position. That's the middle finger on the C. The pinky is on the 3rd, which is F sharp. And then we have the first finger, which is on A, which is the 5th. And then we have that second smallest finger, as I like to call it, on the D string, which is the root. And that's a nice way to play it. Then you play C7. Everybody knows it. It's just a C chord, but you throw that pinky in for the B flat, and then back to, you could do a bar chord for the F. So I'll play it again together. You really have to think about how you're gonna, I have to premeditate how I'm gonna play that D over C, because it's really tricky if you don't really think about it ahead of time, because it's not a really normal position. Like I talked about. Okay. I like the arpeggiated, actually. That's kind of cool. a little bit of embellishment on the C7. I don't know. Anyway. It was almost cool. Okay, let's do that one more time. God, I'm messing up today. Anyway. Let's just leave it there. That's the general idea. I could play it much better, but it is freezing in here, and I got three layers of jackets on, so it's a little hard to play, and I'm not really warmed up. But anyway, okay, I hope you enjoyed that. I'll be back soon. Bye for now.